This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay.
Yesterday, Verizon goes dark for half the day.
I heard that.
They don't know stupid. Why.
Well, and I didn't know, but Carson has it.
Literally from like 12:30 to basically 3 o'clock, I had no phone, no service. I thought it was my internet because it was so slow, right? And I was like, okay, maybe it's my router. So I unplugged it, right, whatever. Then I go to make text messages. I couldn't even send a text out.
Really?
And then when I go to call someone, it goes to my SOS. That SOS screen where yeah, literally.
They were going to call the police?
I couldn't do anything. I turned it off like 15 times. I didn't even know there was an outage. I just thought it was an isolated incident. I was freaking out. Breeze flying on a work trip.
Oh, so can you
so I couldn't even like contact her. I couldn't get text messages. I was on an island.
I wonder how many people got in fights. How many couples?
Hey, why aren't you calling me back?
Right?
Hundreds of thousands affected by this Verizon. They're one of
I can
the
see
ones,
me like
right?
freaking out on somebody. You didn't even call me back.
The guy has no phone.
Right?
And when it goes dark, you have no idea when it's going to come back.
No.
It's like
literally.
You know, it's gone. Yeah. It's gone. You have no idea. You could be there for hours, could be minutes.
Do they know
you
what happened?
They have no idea.
No idea.
They have
just
no
say
idea.
An outage, yeah.
Here's the story.
I want to show you the outage map. We're doing this from Chicago because our city was one of the hardest hit. But make no mistake, this is nationwide across the country. You can see some of the hot spots for this outage. We're talking about Seattle, Denver, Omaha, Cincinnati, Columbus, Chicago again. In there, this started around mid-morning, around 10 a.m., and it kind of spiked pretty quickly. It's been tapering off slowly since. Verizon releasing a statement on X just saying, we are aware of an issue impacting service for some customers. Our engineers, they wrote, are engaged, and we are working quickly to identify and solve the issue. So just kind of reiterating, guys, they haven't said if they figured it out yet, what's causing all this. So a lot of confusion and a lot of frustration, as you can imagine.
Cyber attack.
Maybe. You know what I was reading about? I don't think that we all realized, or at least I didn't, I don't think we all realized how much of the earth we need to make all our technology.
Yeah.
They're saying that we might have a huge problem because of the hurricane from Spruce Pine. You know that whole town that was wiped out and all that? It's also a mining town for quartz.
I saw that.
Yeah. And I guess quartz they use in semiconductors, and it has to be a high quality quartz. And they only get to use it one time, each little piece of quartz.
Yeah, CPUs use quartz. Like computer processing units.
Quartz.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Thank you. Anyway,
he's so smart.
It's so, oh my God.
He went to college.
I know, I heard. Anyway, so they also use them for solar panels. But the thing is, and it's a one-use situation, the rail lines are broken. They're all bent up. They're all screwed up. The mine is actually flooded. And they said that this could cause a huge problem because in Belgium, I guess they're also shut down. So now, no technology. We're all going to have iPhone, whatever number we have for the rest of our lives.
We're just stuck.
We're screwed.
I know. Yeah.
And I was seeing where this is like the only mining for this particular quality of quartz.
Yeah, it's like a high quality. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And I guess it's flooded out, right?
Yeah,
because
that's what
of
I
all
said.
The range, yep. It's all flooded out now. Man, so, I got to tell you, the pictures coming out of the south.
Oh, it's awful. How many now? 130 people?
Yeah, like 130 people have perished. They found people in trees.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, because they got swept away?
Washed up because of the level of water that was in the area.
They were saying that that pine place, the mud is all the way up to the awnings of the businesses.
Yeah. Oh. And I think with all these postings that you're seeing about how the federal government's not helping or whatever. I don't know if any of that stuff's true. I think people are trying to help. It's just a very impossible place to get into. You're talking the Appalachian Mountains.
Yeah.
And you're talking roads that are completely gone. How do you get in there? And if you can't go in with a helicopter, you can't land a plane. Most of the airports are underwater. So how do you get these, the supplies in there?
It's really tough. Did you see that dad? He was trying to get to his daughter's wedding, and he was here, and you guys can't see, but she was over there.
Yeah.
And he needed to get over there, but it's all muddy and he can't get there. So I guess he took a roundabout way. He took 10 different cars that stopped for him, and then he walked 17 miles.
Yeah. Wow.
And he made it. Right.
Man,
that's unreal.
Yeah, it is. And he's a older looking dude walking 17 miles and through debris. So it's not like an easy walk.
Yeah.
I'm looking at pictures of like the art district of Asheville, North Carolina, completely gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's completely washed away. We have no idea, not living there, the magnitude of the destruction that's happened in this area of the country. I mean, this is a hurricane that's unprecedented because how far inland it went.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And it was catastrophic for this area. And a lot of people don't know about it, but we're finding out now with social media that it's just absolutely devastating for these people. It is going to take forever to recover.
I will say one nice thing, that Morgan Wallen donated $500,000.
Okay, yeah. That was nice. I saw there's a GoFundMe that hit $1 million within like 4 minutes.
But how do you distribute that?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
sometimes those I don't like. I like GoFundMe, but those like random ones help the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, help Jamie.
Yep. Well, I saw that the NFL gave $8 million.
Oh,
like
wow.
A bunch of owners in the NFL ponied up. They gave $8 million. You had millions upon millions. You had Elon Musk, I know he gave. Plus, he put Starlink in.
Yeah, that was cool.
For everybody in the area. So they've got some type of contact with the outside world. So there's a lot of help coming their way. But you're limited on how much you can disperse this stuff because of the damage it's there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like, think about like Vail being wiped out or whatever. How do you get there, right? The village.
Yeah,
you know?
These are remote areas. Yeah. This is the Appalachian Mountains. It's not like here.
Yeah.
But it's just absolutely devastating for these people. And, you know, it's going to take a long time to recover from this. But nobody saw this coming.
No, or heard the word CPU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that quartz. Right, Shmadil?
Yeah, that's like what every single computer uses is a CPU.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can't make CPUs, you literally don't have technology.
Exactly.
He went to college. We're going to get so many emails now. How mean we are to you. You know we're kidding.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.